I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. Yesterday, there was a surprise jump in wholesale prices for the month of July, driven by a spike in energy prices, some unexpected inflation that lifted interest rates. Today, we'll get a reading on the inflation that we all live, the Consumer Price Index. You've seen the price of some foods adding to the strains of this pandemic. Here's Marketplace's Jasmine Garst.
It's not your imagination. Food prices are going up. Diane Schonsenbach is an economist at Northwestern University.
A couple of months ago, we saw the largest single month increase in food prices that we've seen in the last 50 years.
This is at a time when millions of Americans are unemployed and 43 million people are signed up for the food assistance program SNAP. Schonsenbach says during the pandemic, more families have been able to get the maximum benefit. That works out to about $40 per person a week. Robin Safley is the executive director of Feeding Florida, the state's food bank network. She says with rising prices, that's not enough.
So even during good times when things are normal, the SNAP subsidy is often not sufficient. So it's only been compounded now.
And she says for food banks, it's also getting more expensive to buy staples for people in need. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.